So it's Friday afternoon, it's a bit rainy, but we have Andrew from Tweetminster here.
Hello.
Now, you must be looking forward to the forthcoming general election.
Yeah, very much. It's really interesting. A lot of the discussions we've been having are about the general election and what Twitter is going to do for the general election, how people are going to use it. But the interesting thing is, in a way, what happens after the general election is really going to be the interesting story, because we've got 98 MPs using Twitter. We've got over 150 PPCs using Twitter, which means after the next election, we're going to have a huge population of politicians. Maybe half of them are going to have signed up beyond Twitter, be regular users of social media. The digital parliament, the parliament full of MPs you can contact, in a way is going to be a lot more interesting. You know, the election's the big party, but it's what happens afterwards, I think, that's going to be really the measure of how effective Twitter and social media is.
And for those poor souls who don't know what Tweetminster is?
Tweetminster is a utility, as we call ourselves. We're a channel that connects people with politicians through Twitter. What we do is we follow all the tweets of politicians, the people they're having conversations with, and the tweets of journalists, news sources, and political pundits, people we've identified as being influential in the UK sort of Twitter politics community. And then we aggregate that material so that it's easy to follow, it's easy to find politicians, see what they're saying, and also participate in discussions with them. Sign up, start asking them questions, maybe start asking them questions about their expenses or whatever it is you want to do, and start engaging with them. So we're very much there to try and make politicians a little bit more open, especially at a time when trust is at an all-time low. Since the expenses scandal, there is a real malaise over the British public about politicians, and I think being able to contact them and talk to them through social media has to be a really effective way to redress that balance. It's ultimately about doing things that are healthy for democracy, and that's very much where we're coming from.